as a young officer, you were working, I guess, with the 70s version of CSI, and you were among the first officers to respond to Thurman's spy buck?
It just happened. I was a lieutenant at that time, and I was going to lunch. I heard the call come out. I was fairly close, and I drove up there. I believe I was the first officer of any sort to respond to the scene. Dave Bean says that he was the first officer. I can't argue with that because I wasn't paying attention to things over there. I was paying attention to things here.
And where was the location? That
well, I don't remember the exact address, but it was on the west side of town, west of 25th West Avenue and south of 45th Street.
Thurman Spybuck was a police officer.
Sergeant Thurman Spybuck was in charge of the narcotics detail at that time, and they had executed a drug raid at the house of Truman Trowbridge. I wasn't there, so I can't verify this, but the story was, as one officer went through the front door, Trowbridge fired a shot at him and ran out the back door. Charlie Jones was one of the investigators. They set up a 45-degree pattern. Charlie was at the back north corner of the house, and Thurman was at the front south corner, so they each had two sides of the house in view. Truman ran out the back door of the house and saw Thurman in front and fired a shot running, and it hit Thurman Spybuck in the right side of the chest, and I was told later hit at the compression stroke on the heart and just caused Thurman's heart to explode, in effect. He was alive when he left the scene, but Sergeant Spybuck died on the way to the hospital.
One of the guys involved in that raid was an ATF agent by the name of Bill Buford, who worked in Tulsa for a long time, later transferred somewhere else. But he's one of the ATF agents that was wounded in the shootout in Waco, Texas.
The last I knew about Bill, he was stationed in Arkansas. I think he was a special agent in charge of whatever the office was. I don't know where.
And I believe when Thurman Spybuck rolled into the St. Francis emergency room, his wife was a nurse in the emergency room when they brought him in. Small world.
Wow.
Kind of.
Yeah.
One of the guys who was in the raiding party was Officer Jess McCullough. Jess had worked for me in what we would now call CSI. I saw him the next day, and I asked him how he was. He said, well, I was okay till I got home. What do you mean, until you got home? You mean decompression or something? He said, no. I got home, and I started to go to the bathroom, and I reached down to unbutton the fly of my jeans, and I found that a bullet had gone through the overlapping piece of fabric on the jeans. It had left a scorch mark on his penis.
Wow. Amazing.